I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 31st. For the first time in over 2 years, the Quincy City Council will be meeting in person next week. Council President Noel DeBona says Monday night's meeting will be held in the Great Hall at City Hall, and the public will be welcome. The council has been meeting remotely since March of 2020 due to the pandemic. Their last in-person meeting was March 9th of 2020, when now-retired Health Commissioner Ruth Jones gave the council a coronavirus update. 5 of the 9 councilors were sworn in for the new council term in person back in January. 2 were remote, and 2 were sworn in earlier in the day. Now, Monday night's meeting will begin with the Finance Committee at 6:30, followed by the full council meeting at 7 o'clock. The Finance Committee will be considering a request from the mayor to spend $16.4 million to add 13,600 new graves to the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. The expansion will allow Quincy residents to purchase burial plots on a pre-need basis for the first time in decades. The general public will be able to utilize the Furnace Brook Golf Course in Quincy for the first time in 50 years, beginning tomorrow. The city has taken over that course and hopes to invest millions of dollars in the facility. The Fours Restaurant will be operating the restaurant at the clubhouse. North Quincy High School will be featured on Season 13 of Public Television's High School Quiz Show this Saturday at 6 p.m. as they face Hopkinton High School. North Quincy High won that show's championship back in 2013. The Friends of Faxon Park will be holding a park cleanup day this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers are being asked to gather at the pavilion, and cleaning supplies will be provided. Randolph teacher Taylor Ty was surprised with a National Milken Educator Award and $25,000 for her work in the classroom. Ty teaches multilingual kindergarten and first grade students at the Donovan Elementary School and was given her award at a surprise ceremony Wednesday in front of her colleagues, students, media, and education officials. Ty said the surprise left her speechless. The Milken Family Foundation awards educators who serve as a model for the nation. The award is frequently called the Oscars of Teaching. When Ty began working at the school, there was no English language learner program for multilingual students. So she worked with the English learner department to create a curriculum that is now in use. Ty is known for the, quote, magic she works with her students, according to a statement. As teaching became remote due to COVID-19, Ty delivered materials to students' homes and organized a drive-by parade to connect students and faculty. A United States Postal Service delivery truck was damaged yesterday afternoon during a crash in Hanover. This happened in the area of Broadway at about 3:30 p.m. 2 vehicles were involved in the crash, including the postal truck. 2 people were evaluated at the scene of the crash. 1 was taken to an area trauma center. No further details are yet available. Well, the New England Free Jacks of Major League Rugby will take on New Orleans Gold this coming Saturday at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. The Free Jacks lead the Eastern Conference of Major League Rugby after the team's win over Rugby ATL last weekend. The home opener kicks off Saturday at 4:30. Each home game will feature a festival atmosphere for all ages to enjoy before and during the game. This weekend, the festival includes the National Collegiate Rugby Championship, with 16 university teams competing for qualification to the national tournament. Collegiate matches will begin at 7:15 in the morning at the stadium. Other festival activities include Pitchside Beer Gardens by Budweiser and Baxter Brewing, Delta Hospitality Suite, Miracle on Ice Match Day Hosts, Dave Silk and Jack O'Callaghan, Halftime Youth Rugby Showcase, and other activities from Free Jacks partners. It's one of the signs of spring. Boston's duck tours will begin tomorrow. To kick off its 29th season, the company is offering a free ride to all licensed CDL drivers in April. The company is looking to hire drivers, so anyone with a CDL license may reserve a free ticket on the day of the tour at the Museum of Science or Prudential Center ticket booths any day except Saturdays. The CEO of Boston Duck Tour, Cindy Brown, says with their desperate need to hire drivers, they'll be hosting commercial drivers on a free tour in April and encouraging them to apply for a job. They offer competitive wages, end-of-season sign-on and safety bonuses, and year-round health insurance. Brown says they need at least 20 drivers. On Friday, tours leave from the Museum of Science, Prudential Center, and the New England Aquarium, beginning at 10 a.m. Boston Duck Tour serves about 555,000 guests in a typical season. Chris Rock received several standing ovations before he told one joke last night at his first comedy show since Will Smith slapped him in the face on stage at the Oscars. Rock only briefly addressed the slap to the sold-out crowd at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, saying he was still kind of processing what happened. Rock did not mention Smith or Pinkett Smith by name at his show. Wearing all white, he seemed to be almost embarrassed by the multiple ovations he received as the applause carried on for minutes with fans yelling, "I love you, Chris." The comedian appeared to be getting emotional, according to a guest who was at the show. Ticket prices skyrocketed after Smith took to the award stage and slapped Rock on live TV, but the comedian made clear he was not going to talk at length about it last night. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday, the Dow down 65, the NASDAQ sank 177, the S&P lost 29. Asian stocks are also lower after Chinese manufacturing weakened and Russian shelling around Ukraine's capital shook hopes of progress in peace talks. Dollar and the euro are up. Oil is down now to $100 a barrel. Sports: the Heat burned the Celtics 106-98. The Bruins will host the Devils tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, cloudy, maybe some light drizzle. Highs in the low 60s. Tonight, some heavy rain moving in late at a low 38. Maybe a scattered shower tomorrow, high of 61. Sunday on Saturday, high 56. And a shower Sunday, high 55. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the south, increasing to 30 knots and a high tide at 11:40 a.m. Sunrise at 6:28, set at 7:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, March 31st.